Welcome to the Broadway Radio Show. I'm Donald Feltham, and we are now at mid-April, which means the Broadway season is coming to a close very, very quickly, and we are heading down the stretch in the race to Tony nominations. That's the title of this episode, Down the Stretch. The cutoff this season for the Tony Award nominations is Sunday, April 27th, with nominations being announced on Thursday, May 1st. So as we head into April, we're getting a lot of shows opening, because they want to get in before that April 27th deadline. So on this episode, we're going to look back all the way through the season to look at all the possible Tony nomination contenders, the shows that opened, what the reviews were like, what I think the possible nominees could be on May 1st, where things stand at the moment. We're going to go all the way back, like I said, to last fall or last summer when things were opening, and then we'll wind up with what's coming. There are still some shows to open, obviously, as we usually have a log jam. Not so bad this season. Last year was crazy, but this season, not too bad. We still have a lot of shows still opening. Last week or so, we've had several musicals open, trying to squeeze in before the cutoff. But let's go back to the beginning of the season to kind of talk about some of the shows from 2024 as part of the season to take a look at what they were and what might be showing up on nomination morning on May 1st. Things that have already opened that we're not going to hear from would be A Wonderful World, the Louis Armstrong musical, which opened in November, as well as the revival of Elf, which came back into New York for the holiday season, both of which are certainly eligible for Tony nominations. I'm not sure if either one will land any nominations or not. We can't hear from them because we don't have any cast recordings for either show. We also got three revivals, which I should mention there were seven revivals, if you include Elf as a revival, seven revivals and 14 new musicals this season. So a lot of possible contenders in many categories. Three revivals from the beginning of the year, all of which contained what I would say are possible, definite two possible contenders in the Best Actress in a Musical category, as well as maybe these three could show up in the Best Musical Revival category as well. So we're going to hear from those three right now. We're going to hear from Once Upon a Mattress, Sunset Boulevard, and Gypsy.
Anyway, you asked for a princess. Here I am. Who's the lucky guy? Hey, Nani, Nani, is it you?
Hey, Nani, Nani, Nani,
no. Hey, Nani, Nani, is it you?
Hey, Nani, 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 no.
Hey, Nani, Nani, is it you or you or you or you or...
Nani, Nini, Nooni, Nani, Nini, Nani,
no,
Nooni.
No, no! Someone's being bashful. That's no way to be. Not with me, can't you see? That I am just as embarrassed as you, and I can understand your point of view. I've always been shy. I confess it, I'm shy. Can't you guess that this confident air is a mask that I wear? 'Cause I'm shy, and you may be shy. Way down deep I'm demure. Though some people I know might deny it, at bottom I'm quiet and pure. I'm aware that it's wrong to be meek as I am. My chances may pass me by. I pretend to be strong, but as weak as I am, all I can do is try. God knows I try, though I'm frightened and shy. And despite the impression I give, I confess that I'm living a lie. Because I'm actually terribly timid and horribly shy. Though a lady may be dripping with glamour, as often as not, she'll stumble and stammer when suddenly confronted with romance. And she's likely to fall on her face when she's finally face to face with a pair of pants. Quite often the lady's not as hard to please as she seems. Quite often she'll settle for something less than the man of her dreams. I'm going fishing for a mate.
She's going fishing for a mate.
I'm gonna look in every brook.
She's gonna look in every brook.
But how much longer must I wait? With bated breath and hook, dance break. That was wonderful.
All in the past. In overcrowded hallways, so much to say, not just today, but always.
Sometimes by chance we're together.
If I sing B flat,
we'll both sing B flat.
We all can be flat. Are you kidding? Together. But
whatever the trick, we can do it.
With teamwork, we're bound to get through it.
There really isn't anything to it. You do it, I knew it.
We blew it together.
We go in a group, we tour in a troop. We land in the soup, but we know
the things we do by threes, a perfect team.
No, this way, Louise. Oh. Together.
Together.
Wherever.
Wherever.
Together.
Wherever we go.
We began that set with Sutton Foster singing Shy from the revival of Once Upon a Mattress, which opened last August, believe it or not. Then from Sunset Boulevard, which opened in October, we heard Nicole Scherzinger singing As If We Never Said Goodbye. And we concluded with Audra McDonald, Danny Burstein, and Joy Woods singing Together Wherever We Go from the revival of Gypsy, which opened in December, all three of which could be in the Best Musical Revival category. The Best Actress in a Musical category seems to be a very, very, very crowded field this season. Looks like Nicole and Audra are probably pretty certain of getting nominations. Sutton could sneak in there and get another nomination. She's had quite a few, but not maybe not. As you're going to hear, we've got a lot of possible actresses that could be nominated this season. So whether or not Sutton gets in or not is a big question mark at this point, but we just heard from all three of them right now. Then there's a couple of flop musicals, both of which opened in November, which may or may not be contenders or play a role in the Tony nominations this year. We had Tammy Faye, which opened and closed sadly very quickly with a score by Elton John and Jake Shears, starting Katie Braben, who in any other season might have been a very strong contender for Best Actress in Musical. She won an Olivier Award for playing Tammy Faye Baker in London, but because the show on Broadway closed very quickly and did not get great reviews, she very likely will not be a nominee. The other show that opened in November that could be a nominee in several categories, especially the technical categories, and maybe a featured actor category, was Swept Away with a score by the Avett Brothers. It was sort of a jukebox musical telling the story of a shipwreck. Had a fantastic cast. Actually got some very, very strong reviews, but just was unable to find an audience because of its rather dark subject matter. So it could play a role in some of the categories if the nominating committee remembers it, which they sometimes do. You have to remember, the nominating committee takes their role very seriously when they are sitting down to meet to talk about the nominations. They go back. I know people who have been on the nominating committee, and they take their job very, very seriously, and they take copious notes throughout the season so that when they have that final meeting at the end of the season to kind of come up with their nominations, they go back and really look at all the different performances and technical elements that they saw throughout the season so that they don't forget some of the shows that may have closed earlier in the season. So we are going to hear from both of these right now. We're going to hear Katie Braben singing Empty Hands from Tammy Faye, and then Stark Sands and Adrian Blake Ensco, who might be a nominee. Both of these guys could be nominees for Swept Away.
Told myself I wouldn't cry, but here I go again. I feel like a torn dress that you can't mend. Did I mistake your gaze for staring at a lens? Was this all just a means to pretend? All the pains we take to prove and justify, we claim we have the answers, knowing it's a lie. Here I am, trying to stand with faithless mercy, empty hands. I wanna forgive you, but I don't think I can. With faithless mercy and empty hands. I don't want platitudes or comfort in your class. Show me that you still have something worth my grasp. Denial seeps through all the best laid plans. It gently whispers sweet, soft demands. Till the gardens burn with two-faced fireflies. We claim we have the answers, knowing it's a lie. Here I am trying to understand, with faithless mercy, empty hands. I wanna forgive you, but I don't think I can. With faithless mercy and empty hands, palms to the sky, is there anything left to reach for? Shelter me from sadness inside. Oh, I need your protection. The devil's at my door, and the bitter tastes delicious tonight.
Now dream starts saying I can't come true. You'd be better off without me.
No!
Don't let them go. Don't let them go. No,
no, I just want my life to be true.
I just want my life to be true.
Yeah, and I just want my heart to be true.
I just want my heart to be true.
Oh, and I just want my words to be true.
I just want my words,
my soul.
So also in the first half of the season, we had two musicals that are still playing, both of which got good reviews. One got great reviews, one got good reviews, I would say, both of which I think are potential contenders in the best musical category. We'll see how the rest of the season plays out. But we're going to close out our look at the first half of the season with Death Becomes Her and Maybe Happy Ending. They both opened in November, by the way. Death Becomes Her opened on November 21st with a score by Julia Madison and Noel Carey. It's their first Broadway score, and a book by Marco Panett. The cast stars Megan Hilty and Jennifer Simard in the Meryl Streep, Goldie Hawn roles, with Christopher Sieber playing the Bruce Willis role. The show has been a hit with audiences, got very good reviews. Not, I wouldn't say blockbuster reviews, but very good reviews. It's supposed to be very, very funny, and has been running very successfully. So it's potential that both Megan Hilty and Jennifer Simard could be best actress contenders, with Christopher Sieber in the featured category. They definitely have a potential for picking up a best score nomination, a best book nomination, maybe best musical. There's usually only five nominees, and it could be a very tight category. We'll see. There's some shows opening in the second half of the season that could snag some of those spots. We'll see. So from Death Becomes Her, we're going to hear Megan Hilty and the cast with For the Gaze, and then Megan Hilty, Jennifer Simard, and Christopher Sieber with Tell Me Ernest.
Why is a girl like me sitting here in this chair, combing her hair and painting her face in the chase to stay young and beautiful? Is it the fact that I'm attracted to each kernel of external validation in a world that keeps me insecure to sell me needless crap? Or is it something new? Would you believe it to be true that I'd do it all for you? For that glimmer in your eye, for your gaze, I'd trade my fortune for the chance to be enveloped in that special way you glance at me. I feel like I can have it all the moment that I fall into that gaze. The look of recognition in your eyes is all it takes to have me hooked and hypnotized. It's the feeling of pure ecstasy to be seen the way that I see me. Yes, everything I do is for the gaze. your choreo and legs for days. I'll go one step beyond and give you grandeur taste. I'll be your tiny dancing queen, your Judy Gaga, Cher, Celine. I'll option up on certain matinees, but only for the gays.
She won't go quietly or be ignored.
It's true.
Be careful if you push her, she'll go overboard.
Splish splash.
With every move we love her more. We love her cause she does it for the gays.
I'm just a 20-something ingenue, meddling before you, begging for your praise. Please love me, give me the gays love me. I need the gays love me. The gays love me, the gays love me, the gays love me.
Goodness, no.
No, really, tell me, Ernest. If you had your way with me, medically, are we talking face, chest, thighs, breasts? Oh, God, I don't know where to begin. What about this vein on my leg? I stressed it out from doing squats on the reg. Do you have time on Tuesday to squeeze me in?
I told you, Ernest doesn't really do that.
But she's a friend. Tuesday's doable.
Doable, huh? So tell me, Ernest. How much have you seen of me? Cinematically. The roms, the coms, the rom-coms, the dramas, the dramadies.
The straight-to-DVDs.
No, really, Ernest. How often have you watched me?
Sporadically.
What?
I really like the one where you were fighting with the sword.
Oh, thrust.
That was her first Razzie Award.
You know I did all my own stunts. I only injured all of my co-stars once. Now swordplay, foreplay is one of my specialties. We need another bottle. I must be boring you senseless. I'm just so thrilled that you both are here. Treat her well. I haven't seen her this happy in years.
Well, here he is.
Thank you, my best sincere. Cheers.
I'm so glad we did this.
Well, this has been so much fun, but oh gosh, look at the time.
Oh, please, you don't have anywhere else to be. Our Helen, always worrying. But tell me, Ernest, how's Helen in the sack?
Mad.
Just curious. I've known this girl for 20 years and never have I ever heard her make a
Hey.
I'll lighten up. Ernest.
We should be heading back.
Uh-oh, she's furious. Come on, Hel. You? No, I'm just having fun. Ooh, we've only begun. A toast to friends for life. That's right, you're stuck with me, Ernie. Thank your wife.
Well, it's been fun, but we gotta go. I think I'm done, better hit the road.
We should do this again. How's next week?
How's next year?
Now, the other show that opened November 12th to be exact, is what I think is proving to be the little show that could on Broadway, called Maybe Happy Ending, based originally as a Korean musical by Will Aronson and Hugh Park, directed by Michael Arden. Tells the story of two kind of humanoid like robots who have been kind of abandoned and discover what being human is sort of like. It's sort of a love story between two robots. I don't want to give away too much, but the show had an out-of-town tryout that went very well, came into Broadway. There were some delays because of some technical elements they were having trouble with, but opened and received, I think there was very kind of low expectations for it because I don't think people really knew that much about it. It had its tryout in Atlanta where it got good reviews, but didn't really wasn't coming into New York with like rave reviews, like something like Hairspray, which came in when it came in with gigantic blockbuster box office type reviews. This show came in very quietly, but when it opened, it got across the board unanimous rave reviews from every single critic in New York. And it was struggling at the box office, but on the strength of those reviews has now turned its fortunes around and has been selling exceptionally well, and seems to be, despite its very small cast, has been connecting with audiences on a very emotional level. Every single person I know in New York, I have not seen it, but I will be in New York in a couple of weeks, and it is on my list of shows to see, talked to from New York has absolutely loved it. And these are people with a wide variety of theater tastes, which tells you that it speaks to a lot of different people. So we're going to hear from Maybe Happy Ending right now. The cast recording is out. We're going to hear from the two robots themselves. Helen J. Shen will sing How Not to Be Alone. And then she'll be joined by Darren Criss for When You're in Love from Maybe Happy Ending.
So here we are in some motel, trying to do what neither of us does well. We have to not be alone. I'm cringing less, I'm laughing more, as I forget the stranger you were before. We're slowly getting in sync, I'm beginning to think it's not so bad. Discovering how this works, adjusting to your quirks, even though it's not my style. Teach me to not be alone. It's not so hard to let somebody in. Just think how long it's been since somebody made you smile. Learn how to not be alone. And by tomorrow, it seems absurd, but do you suppose that you and I might wake up to find we're pros at being not alone?
Hey, I'm thinking of switching it up tomorrow. So instead of late swing era, it'd be more post-bop, birth of the cool kinds of tracks. J.Ru, Moondreams, Godchild, Budo, Boplicity.
So yes, it's hard indulging him when he's describing his LPs or conversing with his plant. It takes work to not be alone, but I'm improving. I sense a change in you, a little hint that you might be learning to how to be not alone. The open road, a vast unknown, but look at us. We're not alone.
When you're in love,
You are the loneliest. You're only half when one is what you were. You're part instead of whole when you're in love. You are the loneliest. Sitting by your side as the day drifts by, seeing how you frown when you get impatient, helping you hold on to a moment that made you happy, hoping that you'll think what I say is right, wanting you to laugh at my unintended charm.
When you're in love, you're never satisfied. The thing you want is always out of reach. A need without a name when you're in love. You're never satisfied.
Sitting by your side as the day drifts by, watching how you try when I'm done with trying, making little plans that I know will make you happy, hoping when I tease that you'll put up a fight, wanting you to know all the funny things I am when I'm sitting by your side.
Seeing how you frown,
watching how you try.
You, wanting now to learn all the things you are, waiting for a chance to invite you in my heart.
Talking in a car in the afternoon, sitting by your side on a sunny day.
When you're in love,
when you're in love,
you only have
the thing you want.
When you're in love,
when you're in love,
when you're in love.
So we closed out 2024 and the first half of the 24-25 Broadway season. Just now listening to Maybe Happy Ending, which at that moment and probably at the current moment seems to be the front runner for Best Musical at the Tony Awards. It certainly is going to pick up a lot of nominations, but we are going to see the rest of the season opened, obviously 2025. The shows that we are kind of not going to hear from, but might see some nominations for, we'll see that, but we're not going to hear from these because there's no cast recordings for these presently. But Redwood, which is a new musical, opened in February. There is definitely a recording coming soon. It was written by Kate Diaz and Tina Landau, the director, conceived by Tina Landau and its star, Idina Menzel. Now, it didn't get great reviews, very mixed, and quite a few negative reviews. It's possible Idina Menzel may pick up a Best Actress nomination, although, again, it's a very crowded field for Best Actress this season, so it's also possible that Idina won't be nominated at all, and it's also possible that Redwood won't be nominated unless it picks up maybe a score nomination, because there might be not enough shows to pick up to fill out the score category, but I don't know about that. So there's that. There's also a revival of The Last 5 Years, which did not get great reviews. Most reads just opened on April 6th. Did not get the most wonderful reviews either. So I don't know whether or not it's going to land in the revival category. There's only, as I said, 7 revivals this season, which means there'll be 4 nominees. So I'm not sure that Last 5 Years is going to sneak into that category either. The other show that we're not going to hear from, which I think very likely is going to get a lot of nominations, is the Buena Vista Social Club, which opened in March, based on the movie and the hit album about the Buena Vista Social Club in Havana, Cuba. Because when the show opened, again, kind of was flying under the radar, and the show, it had played off-Broadway last year and moved to a Broadway theater in March. I think people were taken aback by it. The book didn't get great reviews. It was a sort of a very simplistic book by Marco Ramirez, but the singing, the music, the dancing, absolutely spectacular reviews for that, especially also for Natalie Venetia Belkan, who plays kind of the leading character in the show. You may remember her from the original cast of Avenue Q. So look for Buena Vista Social Club to pick up some major nominations at the Tony Awards, including, I really firmly believe, it's a definite contender for Best Musical. So look for that. The next show that we are going to hear from is a show from London called Operation Mincemeat. It also opened in March, actually the night after Buena Vista Social Club opened. It won the Olivier Award for Best New Musical over in London. Opened here to very good reviews, maybe not as excellent reviews as it did in London, but it's also a very British show. So that may have been sort of something to do with it. It's very British humor, but it's a fantastic story, a true story about an espionage plot from World War II, played brilliantly by the Spitlip Theater Group, made up of David Cumming, Felix Hagen, Natasha Hodgson, Zoe Roberts, and they're joined by Jack Malone, who won the Featured Actor Olivier Award over in London and may very well be the leading contender for that same Tony Award for his performance of the song Dear Bill in the show. So from Operation Mincemeat, definitely a contender for Best Musical and also in many other categories. We're going to hear the cast with God, That's Brilliant. And of course, featured actor contender Jack Malone singing Dear Bill.
So Hitler's on the train and he's heading for the border. We take out a porter that no one will miss. Now our boy's undercover, he poisons the water.
God, that's brilliant. But listen to this. I've designed a new kind of missile. So tiny it's shot from a pen. It's full of airborne sedative, tied to effect is relative, but one whiff's enough to floor 10 grown men. We'll shoot him en route, our pursuit will be fruitful, and the Führer is out cold.
But what the hell happens then?
So, Hitler's on the train and he's feeling kind of tired. He's drugged in a fog like a mental abyss.
Mein Kampf have been stolen!
We'll trade them for Poland!
God, that's brilliant!
But listen to this!
But I haven't got to the exploding socks yet.
You've had a verse.
I know a lady assassin. She's live but impossibly strong. She's killed half of Moscow.
She owns her own crossbow.
A master of disguise who can speak any tongue.
She's stationed in Haiti, patiently waiting. But one call from me and she'll be asked for a song.
So, Hitler's on the train and he's coming back from Burma.
A girl hurls herself from a nearby tree.
She crashes through the window,
disguised as a flamingo.
In the world that unfurls,
she kills a guard or three.
She raises up a knife,
it's dripping blood from the slaughter.
Hitler shits himself as she blows him a kiss.
His guards try to pour in, she barricades the door and God, that's brilliant!
But listen to this!
If this is a man in a fancy suit,
all that we need is a swanky tuxedo.
Fleming, stop going on about your bloody novels.
Several publishers are interested.
Your mother doesn't count.
Come on, boys. Remember what Churchill said.
If you want to beat them Jerrys, you gotta call upon the visionaries.
Cos if you're in trouble,
don't scream and shout. Just call the English public school boys.
We'll sort it all out.
It's time for ambition. Time to show you've got vision. We're the best brains in Britain. Now listen to this.
All we need is a shiny tuxedo. A mind designed for a submarine car. About seven pretty ladies, Aston Martins or Mercedes. A base in a volcano and a laser cigar. Some crocodile moccasins, a watch with a garrote in it. A vodka martini waiting at the bar. He wears cool suits and he has a big gun. He has great adventures and ladies want to kiss him.
I do like it when the ladies want to kiss me.
God, he's brilliant and his name is James. I've even got a catchphrase for him. The name's James. James.
No.
Makes no sense.
Train?
Or a boat?
Or other vehicle? We send in an assassin?
Or a robot?
That's illegal!
They shoot him!
Stab him!
Grab him!
And he's wearing a tuxedo! He kills the guard, smokes the girl, and says something cool!
No, we tie him up! We poison! I think this plan is veered off! We bring him back to Blighty!
Steal his trousers!
Blow his head off! Our victory's assured! What? We go and win the war!
No!
God, that's brilliant!
I'm God, I'm brilliant!
Well, God, we're brilliant!
No.
Now listen to this!
Dear Bill, I'm afraid I've not got long to write.
I'm off to Mary's. You know how she feels about bridge night. It's been a few days. I thought that I'd send a few lines. Next door's greyhound came into the garden this morning. I think he likes the roses. They're doing fine. I use some twine to tie them up and rein them in. I hope they'll bloom next spring. But you'll see that for yourself. I'm following the instructions you left in your note. Please devote all your time to their care. And I have done, I swear. Except for the talking, I'm not going to do that. 'Cause talking to roses is mad, and you knew that. When you whispered sweet nothings to flowers to make my dad cross and me laugh, and it did. And why did we meet in the middle of a war? What a silly thing for anyone to do. Your sister sends her love, of course, and your mother is the same as ever. Diana's piano is getting much better. Well, I say better, I really just mean louder, but as she tells me, that's pretty much the same. Well, it makes a change from all of the noise and the sirens, and sometimes from all of the silence. With six rounds of jingle bells, and we wish you a Merry Christmas, even though it is June. And it's been a long summer. But she wants to be perfect for her older brother. She hopes you'll be home again soon. No. She knows you'll be home again soon. And it's fine. And we're fine. It's nice to watch her get better with time. I suppose they just miss you. I know they just miss you. And I'm not going to argue with that. And why did we meet in the middle of a war? What a silly thing for anyone to do. And I'm trying my best to write everything down, to fill in the gaps so that when you're around, it'll be like you've never been gone. As if you'd been here all along. 'Cause you can't just miss out on the songs. And to tell you the truth, Tom, your roses aren't thriving. Without you, they're dull. Don't worry, they're surviving. But I've tried all the tricks that you put in your note, and I've watered the soil till it started to float. And no, I've not talked to them. I'm not going to talk to them. There's something you have that I just don't have. And since you're off gallivanting, it's only fair that you know that your roses, quite frankly, were the first things to go. And no, you're not gallivanting. I don't mean gallivanting. It's just frustrating for you to be right when I have to do both the sides of this fight. But it's good to hear you, even just in my head. And the roses just miss you. I know they just miss you. And I'm not going to argue with that. There's so much to do when you come back. And I know that they say that it's all for a cause, our brave boys out fighting a war to end wars. But it's like they don't see that when you're far from me, our roses don't get the conversation they need, which just seems unfair. I'm stuck here and you're there. I suppose I just miss you. I know I just miss you.
Even now I still miss you. And why did we meet in the middle of a war? What a silly thing for anyone.
Also from London and opening in April, April 8th to be exact, was Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends. It actually started as a Cameron Mackintosh produced sort of special event in London that was so successful and so popular that they moved it to an actual regular run on the West End and then moved it to Broadway. It actually played here in Los Angeles with this cast for several weeks before moving to Broadway. The leads are Bernadette Peters and Leah Salonga, but it also includes a wonderful array of mixed Broadway and West End talent. And if you love Sondheim, you should definitely go see it if you're in New York. The show may or may not be a Tony contender. Review shows are often included in the best musical category, especially if it's not a very strong year for musicals. And oftentimes performers get acting nominations. But we shall see. I think this year is a pretty strong year for musicals, as you're going to hear as we have more coming up. But from Stephen Sondheim's Old Friends, we're going to hear Bernadette Peters singing Losing My Mind.
The sun comes up, I think about you. The coffee cup, I think about you. I want you so. It's like I'm losing my mind. The morning ends, I think about you. I talk to friends, I think about you. And do they know? It's like I'm losing my mind. All afternoon doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you love me. Or were you just being kind? Or am I losing my mind? I want you so. It's like I'm losing my mind. There's no one now. It's like I'm losing my mind. The thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the light, kebab. You said you love me. Or were you just being kind? Or am I losing my
So April, as I said, is the month that a lot of shows are opening because they're trying to meet that cutoff date for the Tony nominations. And in the last week or so, we've had two big Broadway musicals, both open, and both got much better reviews than I think people were expecting. First up on April 5th was Boop, the Betty Boop musical, with a score by David Foster and Susan Birkenhead, and a book by Bob Martin. Put a pin in that because we're going to come back to Bob Martin in a second. You remember him from The Drowsy Chaperone on Broadway, in which he played man in chair and also co-wrote the show. It's directed and choreographed by Tony winner Jerry Mitchell. And of course, it tells the story of Betty Boop, who was a famous cartoon character back in the late 20s and the 30s, and for many, many decades. She was created by Max Fleischer, an animator. And in this case, she is embodied by the actress Jasmine Amy Rogers. The show played Chicago, where it got good reviews, but not fantastic reviews, and kind of has been struggling a little bit at the box office since it's been playing in previews, but it opened to pretty good reviews on Broadway, much better reviews than I think a lot of people expected. Most of those reviews pinpointing Jasmine Amy Rogers as Betty Boop and talking about, she's making her Broadway debut, by the way, and talking about what an amazing talent she is. So I would say that Jasmine Amy Rogers is definitely going to be receiving a Tony nomination for Best Actress in a Musical. And up until this point, I think most people felt that Audra McDonald and Nicole Scherzinger from Gypsy and Sunset Boulevard, respectively, were probably the front runners for that Tony, but I'm starting to wonder if Jasmine Amy Rogers might be right up there with them in that category, since she's a newcomer and she's in a brand new original musical, and she's definitely a star. So from Boop, we're going to hear Jasmine Amy Rogers, the cast, singing Where I Want to Be. And then Jasmine will be joined by her leading man, Ainsley Melham, who is from Australia, by the way, along with the cast singing Why Look Around the Corner from Boop.
Okay, fellas, key of G, wait, you're saying, who is she? Hey there, New York town. Put your ears on and let's burn this bandstand. Music you're playing got me stopping and swaying. You can go, but I'm staying. It's where I wanna be. Let me hear some Louis Armstrong licks, bass and boogie in the mix. Back out, get away for kicks, and leave some room for me. I said, leave some room for me. Play the B flat, E flat, and make my heart go bam, 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 bam. Someone's playing my song here, telling me I belong here. Nothing bad feels wrong here. I'm where I wanna be. I'm where I wanna be. I'm where I wanna be. Goodness, Dwayne, you've gotta stop gushing. Now I'm blushing. Oh, gee. It's like a trip to the moon, except a thousand times.
around the corner when it's all right here? Why waste a day thinking, hey, what about next year? Too many ifs and maybes whispering into your ear. Why look around the corner when it's all right here? Why sit around just waiting for you don't know what? Life is pretty damn great, even when it's not. You say it could be better, I say it can't, nowhere near. Why look around the corner when it's all right here? You got a world out there celebrating you today. A wonderful world, I swear. So put your worries down and stay. I've been around the corner and I'll tell you true. There is no better place anywhere for you. People whose hearts go crazy when you're about to appear. Why look around the corner when it's all right here?
So do you think maybe you found it? The thing you've been looking for?
Well, there's no bouncing ball.
What?
This is all new to me, but in my world, when two people have a moment like this, there's always a bouncing ball and maybe fireworks if it's really something special.
Huh.
Look.
Why look around the corner when it's all right here? Why you waste the day thinking, hey, what about next year?
Too many ifs and maybes whispering into your ear. Why look around the corner when it's all right here? We've got a NYC loving every word we say. And lest you forget, there's me. I'm not gonna go.
Five days after Boop opened, we got the stage version of Smash, based sort of on the TV series, even though they kind of changed the entire plot line. It's still about the making of a musical version of the Marilyn Monroe story. It still has the songs from the TV show by Mark Shaiman and Scott Whitman. This time the book is by Bob Martin and Rick Ellis. Yes, the same Bob Martin who wrote Boop, which we just heard from. So Bob Martin has two Broadway shows, both of which opened within basically the same week on Broadway. It's directed by Susan Stroman with choreography by Josh Bergassi. The show was, if you read people's feedback online during previews, it sounded like the show was a complete disaster and a complete mess, but it opened to far better reviews than anyone was expecting, at least I was expecting, including a critic's pick from the New York Times. And it sounds like a very wacky, silly farce about putting on a Broadway musical and all the things that can go wrong. And of course, contains some fantastic songs by Shaman and Whitman. So from Smash, which the cast recording is coming soon, we've got Robin Herter singing Let Me Be Your Star and Caroline Bowman with They Just Keep Moving the Line from Smash.
Been on calendars, but I've never been on time.
Miss Monroe, how does it feel to be called the sexiest woman in the world?
Well, I'd much rather be looked over than overlooked.
Marilyn, is it true you wear nothing in bed?
Of course not. I wear Chanel number 5.
Fade in on a girl with a hunger for fame and a face and a name to remember. Her past fades away because as of this day, well, that girl is dead. Smile and your fantasies play a duet that will make you forget where you are. The music starts playing, her heart saying, let me be your star. Fade in on a man all alone in the dark till her gaze turns a spark into fire. It takes just one glance of her style and romance to fill up his soul. This girl's in control. Some gentlemen say
a brunette is a must,
or that redheads are just filled with bar. But if blondes you're preferring, my heart's purring, let me be your star. I'll just have to forget the girl I used to love. Forget poor Norma Jean. The past is what I'm rising above. The future is.
It's me.
She turns on the bow as the fans start to cheer. It's her name that you hear near and far.
Was over, but they just keep moving the line. They cheered at my persistence, but prayed for my decline. The path of least resistance led to Hollywood and Vine. I tried to go the distance, but they just keep moving the line. I jumped all of the hurdles to break out of the pack. I started on the outside and then hit the inside track. I left the other fillies back at the starting gate. Was ready on my mark, I got to set to and wait. So talent and ambition
won me the chance to shine. I aced the big audition, but it's raining on cloud nine. Can't beat the competition, 'cause they just keep moving the line. I handle every corner, each bump along the track.
So now we have covered everything that has opened, and we have things that have yet to open, which have not opened yet, obviously. And we've only got a couple weeks to go until that cutoff. So we have a bit of a rush to get things open. The things that we are not going to hear from, just because there are no recordings, are the revival of Floyd Collins, which is playing at Lincoln Center, that is being directed by Tina Landau, who also directed Redwood, which we just heard about. It has a wonderful all-star cast. It may be a contender in the revival category, as might be Pirates, the Penzance musical, which is a new adaptation of The Pirates of Penzance by Gilbert and Sullivan. This has been adapted by Rupert Holmes, with direction by Scott Ellis and choreography by Warren Carlyle, and a fantastic all-star cast, including David Hyde Pierce, Ramin Karimloo, and Jinx Monsoon. They've reset the show in New Orleans to give it a bit of a different flavor, so it's been reorchestrated. They've interpolated other Gilbert and Sullivan songs into the score. It just started previews. Word is that it's a lot of fun and very silly, so it also could be a big revival contender and maybe some acting nominations for some of the men, especially in the show. As we head into that last weekend before the deadline, on April 26th, Just in Time opens, which is the story of Bobby Darin, with a book by Warren Light and Isaac Oliver and a concept by Ted Chapin, who you may remember has been on the Broadway radio show, directed by Alex Timbers, and starring last year's Tony winner Jonathan Groff, who is working his butt off playing Bobby Darin. They've turned Circle in the Square into a 1950s, 1960s fabulous nightclub setting, where he is doing a show and basically telling the story of Bobby Darin, along with Michelle Pach and Erica Henningsen and Gracie Lawrence, playing some of the other famous characters in his life. And right now, we're going to hear Jonathan Groff as Bobby Darin singing Beyond the Sea and Just in Time.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sands and watches the ships that go sailing. Somewhere beyond the sea, she's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. It's far beyond the star, it's near beyond the moon. I know beyond a doubt, my heart will lead me there soon. As before, happy we'll be beyond the sea, and never again I'll go sailing.
shore. We'll kiss just as before. Happy we'll be beyond the sea. And never again I'll go sailing. No more sailing. So long sailing. Bye-bye sailing. Move on out, Captain. So long sailing. In time, I found you. Just in time, before you came, my time was running low. I was lost, the losing dice were tossed, my bridges all were crossed, nowhere to go. Now I know just where I'm going. No more doubt or fear. I found my way. Cause love came just in time. You found me just in time. And changed my lonely heart. Found my way, cause love came just in time. You found me just in time and changed my life.
So with Just in Time opening on April 26th, that means the very next day, which is Sunday the 27th of April, is the cutoff day. And believe it or not, these producers are sneaking two shows in to open on that very last day of the cutoff. And both of them are original musicals. And both of them, one of them definitely is a contender in the lot of categories. It is Dead Outlaw, which played off-Broadway last season, where it picked up every single Best Musical Award you could imagine, like the Drama Desk and the Outer Critics Circle. It's by pretty much the same team that brought us The Band's Visit, which picked up 10 Tony Awards. So even though we don't, it's not really a mystery as to whether Dead Outlaw is any good. It's obviously it's very, very good. It got great reviews off Broadway, picked up, like I said, a lot of Critics Awards, and it is now transferring to Broadway. Whether or not it transfers well to Broadway or not, we don't know. But with this team behind it of David Yazbek, Eric De La Pena, Itamar Moses, and David Cromer, I suspect it will. So look for it in a lot of categories. I don't have any music to play from it yet because we don't have a cast recording yet. But I'm sure one is on the way. But Dead Outlaw just started previews. As I'm recording this, it just started previews like 2 days ago. So it is definitely, it's on its feet. And they are opening, like I said, on the 27th. Also opening on that date is another musical that sort of like Buena Vista Social Club and maybe Happy Ending is sort of sneaking into town a little unnoticed, but is proving to be maybe another word of mouth hit. And that is Real Women Have Curves, which you may know from the most famously, probably from the movie. There was a movie version of it. This one is a musical stage version, which played at ART, American Repertory Theater. before moving to Broadway. Went through some major changes, apparently for the better, because word of mouth during previews has been really, really excited. People have been really loving this. It's got music and lyrics by Joy Huerta and Benjamin Velez, with a book by Lisa Loomer and Nell Benjamin. Directing and choreography are by Sergio Trujillo. And it tells the life story of women working in the garment district in Los Angeles, making clothes. And it apparently is full of heart. The score is supposed to be terrific. We are actually going to hear two songs, because Joy Huerta, who co-wrote the score, has released an EP of herself performing a few songs from the show. I think there's like four or five songs on the EP. There is a cast recording that has been recorded, will be coming out very, very soon on Ghostlight Records. We don't have it yet, but we do have this EP, so we're going to hear a couple of selections from Real Women Have Curves, which I think, if the word of mouth during previews is correct, could also be another big best musical contender. So it's turning out to be a very, very good season. So from Real Women Have Curves, here is Make It Work and Flying Away.
But actually it pays the women, gives a lifeline, even though the truth is that it's all about to fall apart. But we don't fall cause we got heart. We keep on pushing under pressure, gotta hold it all together. So we sew,
we sew,
we sew.
Looking ahead for the first time, but could I fly away?
summer sweat dragging me down. What's the point of having wings at all if I never leave the ground? Why settle for less? I'll impress them and show I belong skyward bound.
So there you have it, a look back at this season and what's ahead, because we still have a few shows to go that have yet to open. We shall see on May 1st what landed a Tony nomination and what did not. But like I said, it looks to be a very strong season for new musicals. I'm excited. I will be in New York in a couple of weeks catching up on some shows and catching up with some friends. I would love to hear your comments on what you heard. If you've seen any of the shows, please send me your comments. There's an email link here on the website. In any case, join me again next week right here for another episode of The Broadway Radio Show.